It's election season, and KHNS has been speaking with candidates for Borough Assembly in both Haines and Skagway to hear their thoughts on local issues and their reasons for running. And Skagway is now a Purple Heart City. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next.
And some breaking news. According to Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel, Holland America Princess Lines will not port in Haines in 2020. She spoke to a representative from Holland America Friday afternoon. She said the cruise line will be taking advantage of open dock space in Skagway. That's because one of Norwegian Cruise Line's mega ships will port in icy straits instead next year. Schnabel says this presents challenges for the borough. She pledged to work with industry to find new opportunities. This is a breaking story. Please stay tuned to KHNS for more details as they emerge.
The municipality of Skagway held a ceremony on Thursday to recognize the community as a Purple Heart City. The designation aims to reflect the gratitude that local residents have expressed for veterans who were wounded or killed in combat. Mission Objective Outdoors is a Skagway group that supports veterans who were wounded in the line of duty by challenging them to be active in the great outdoors. Last year, the local nonprofit brought six veterans to Skagway for a weekend of excursions. The trip was made possible by a grant secured by the Skagway Elks Lodge. John Knott III was one of the veterans from Fairbanks who attended. He says he was blown away by the community's support.
It was such an overwhelming feeling of appreciation to the community. We got to the airport and it's like we were coming home from deployment. The community was there, clapping, handshaking, and cheering us, and it was overwhelming.
After he got home from Skagway, Knott reached out to Skagway resident Andrew Cremata with an idea. Knott is a commander for the Military Order of the Purple Heart for the state of Alaska, and he wanted Skagway to become a Purple Heart City. But what is a Purple Heart City exactly?
It means that the communities care. They understand what the sacrifices that we've went through and that our families went through during the process of coming back from combat in the shape we came back in.
When Cremata became Skagway's mayor, he followed through and issued a set of proclamations recognizing Skagway as a Purple Heart City and September as Purple Heart Month. Members of the Skagway Elks Lodge and Mission Objective Outdoors attended the ceremony Thursday. Dave Monsi-Baez, the co-founder of Mission Objective Outdoors, says that it felt great to get some recognition from the mayor, and he appreciated his support since the nonprofit was created.
Mayor Cremata has been there every step of the way from the very infancy stages of Mission Objective. He was one of the ones that helped us to make Mission Objective what it is.
Right now, five more veterans are visiting Skagway through Mission Objective Outdoors. Monsi-Baez says they have done hiking, ziplining, and plan to do some glass blowing on Sunday. Skagway is one of nine cities and boroughs in Alaska that have been recognized by the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Sam Bass, Dustin Stone, and Orion Hansen filed to run in the upcoming election for Skagway Borough Assembly. On Thursday, Sam Bass spoke with KHNS about his reasons for running and shared his thoughts on some of the issues facing the borough. Today, we're hearing from Dustin Stone about why he wants to serve on the assembly. Stone says he and his wife first visited Skagway while working at a fishing lodge on Prince of Wales Island.
We had some friends in town here who we would visit at the end of those seasons. Just absolutely fell in love with the town. We were back in California for a winter and decided to just pack up the station wagon and start driving for Skagway. And we've been here ever since.
That was in 2012. Since then, Stone has worked as the bar manager at the Elks Lodge, and he just started a new job in human resources with the National Park Service. In his spare time, he DJs for KHNS, serves on the station's board of directors, and performs in a few bands. He says his interest in local politics stems from a part-time job he had with the Skagway News.
A lot of the stories that I was working on in the winter were about the Gateway Project and the original White Pass lease that was voted down. And attending those meetings in the winter, I got this idea that, you know, maybe my voice might help out in these situations.
Stone says his schedule with the Elks Lodge prevented him from serving in the past, but he has more time with his new job. When he saw that Assemblyman Tim Cochran was not running for re-election, he decided to throw his hat in the ring. One of the municipal issues at the front of his mind is Skagway's housing shortage.
I believe the housing crisis could be alleviated a little bit, at least if we were to start incentivizing property owners in areas that could be zoned for high density housing to build, you know, like efficiency apartments, kind of like what Mike Healy did with his employee housing next to the runway.
As for the future management of the port, Stone says he would love to see Skagway take more control over operations, but he says that the assembly was smart to request proposals from potential management partners.
Because I think the more voices and the more ideas that are thrown into the pot from people that really know what they're talking about is going to benefit the town. And I also think that doesn't, you know, necessarily preclude White Pass from offering the best proposal. I just think competition, especially in situations like this, is very healthy for us.
Dustin Stone is one of three people vying for two open seats on the Skagway Borough Assembly. Residents can learn more about the three candidates during a forum hosted by KHNS at Skagway City Hall on September 23rd. To submit questions for the candidates, email reporter@khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.